that the middle is called the Ovid Rachmon and Letav Ovid. Akiva, everything would happen to him, he would say, "Kol the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid." Then there's another meter that is called Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu would say, "Gamzu Letoivo." This is maybe the difference of Rabbi Akiva, Nochum Ish Gamzu. Chazal said, Rabbi Akiva had a midah that he said, "Kol ta'ovid rachmona letav ovid." Gemara says the famous ma'aseh. Rabbi Akiva was going and he came to a city and they didn't let him to come to sleep in the city. So he went out. He said, "Gamzu letoivo, kol ta'ovid rachmona letav ovid." Then the lion came and he ate his donkey. He said, "Kol ta'ovid rachmona letav ovid." And the cat came, the shumra, and he ate the chicken, the tarnagol. Then the wind came and blew out his candle. And then the ganovim came to the city, and they took the whole city in shevi. Rabbi Akiva said, "If I would be in the city, they would take me to shevi. If the lion would not eat the chamoir, it would make noise, tarnagol, the candle would be lighting. They will see me." Kol ta'ovid rachmona letav ovid. And this is a yesod of a midah that a person has to live. Kol ta'ovid rachmona letav ovid. I met yesterday an old man that I know. I didn't see him in shul really for a month. So bar mitzvah, it was a Shabbos. I went to bar mitzvah and I see that man. I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Baruch Hashem, chutz from my foot. I can't walk. Baruch Hashem." He said that he lives there in Arnav. Every morning he dives in that shul. And he stopped the day before, he got this infection in his foot. And because of that, he couldn't come to shul. So he says he doesn't know the whole cheshbon, but one thing he knows for sure, that this infection saved him. He's an old man. If he would be there, even if you push him, he dies. Yeah, I'm saying, derech hateva, he would not have a way to be nitzel. A yid, his father, it's a good family, and they got married, they could not have kids. They went to this doctor, and this doctor. For years, they were living in Poland, elite, they were very poor. For years and years. Then he had a friend, a Chassidish friend, that pushed him to go to the Rebbe, and then he had all the details. And then he went to one of the Rebbe's, the kids don't know who it was, even the father was lived already. And he told him, you know, it was a chumash, he told him to open, he says, "Lech lecho, ve'agad lecho, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael." It was very hard for them, it was very difficult for them to leave the whole family. But, you know, what a person doesn't do, for trying to have kids. So they went to Eretz Yisrael. It was very hard to get to Eretz Yisrael then. You know, the British didn't let to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was a whole... He managed, you know, he had a cousin that was down, he has a lot of money, he's coming to invest, and they learned to come in. He had three kids. The Maisi from all of his family, no one was left, because a little later the Germans came, and the Maisi, everyone from his family, he's the only one that was left. So all his life, he would tell his kids, he doesn't know the cheshbon shomai. But if he would have kids like all of his family, he would not be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesayiv that he could not have kids, and he had to go around and around, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and this he was saved. Our tafkid is called Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. A Yid. Chazal tell us Be'etzem, why is the get this week? Chazal tell us Be'etzem in the Geula, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim, straight after Moshe Rabbeinu came, Paro made it worse. The Shoytim tell Moshe Rabbeinu, the Maise, Hevishtam. And Moshe himself goes back to the Bashefer, and Moshe tells, Umaz boi ledaber el Paro, Yeroi Solom Azeh, Ve'atze lo yitzal. You send me to do it. I want to do it, and it looks mamish worse. It looks mamish fucker. And the ones that start up with Moshe Rabbeinu are Dosan Vatiro. Rashi says, every place that stayed Nitzovim, as Moshe is Dosan Vatiro. So Dosan Vatiro, the Bali Plukte of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we see in Chazal that they're not Stam Bali Plukte. They were representing Klal Yisrael every time. They go to Moshe and they say, what did you do? Who said they sent you? You said HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you. It's all the worse. We see that they were Balit Bavim, yeah? Okay, there was an argument that Moshe, yeah, Dosan Ve'Aviram come and say, Moshe, you took away from Klal Yisrael. Moshe, Dosan Ve'Aviram representing Klal Yisrael connected Moshe Rabbein. Chazal tell us, years later when we learn Chazal, maybe it was Koshi Hashibu. Hashem saw that the tumah is getting very stark. So it was Koshi Hashibu. About Klal Yisrael Davin. So we needed Tevel and Nital La'om, they started to pin him up, mamish, oh, and the Geula managed to come. So now it will take another couple of years. Say, there's a Chassid Shavon, I heard once from a friend in Kiev, a Shabbos in Melizik, a Fuhr Kroi Valovoi, and the person down in Star Hashem is sick. He doesn't do tshuva. He says, Hashem, help me. Ma'ez Hashem doesn't know what to do. To help him, Ma'ez Yidin Averis. If you say, Slach Lono, but don't you get Slach Lono, don't you complain? So what happens? Hashem makes the machla a little bit lighter, but he suffers for a long time. It spreads it out a little bit. Aber Shabbos in Eliza, the Kedesh David, and so the machla comes very stark. But Refuah Kroi V'Lovay. The whole machla will come, so Refuah Kroi V'Lovay. The Yesod is Be'etzer that the Be'er is Toiv U'Meiti. The Meroilom is Toivu Meiti. About the Sido Onshin, Sido Gzeiris. Now we don't know the Cheshbein Hashamayim. We don't know the Cheshbein Hashamayim. But a Yid has to teach himself to say, Kol the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. You miss a bus, Kol the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Both meant for my good. Because I'm saying, well, there's no punishments in the world. Good. If you're a tzaddik gomor, there's a bomb on the bus. If you're a tzaddik gomor, you're not have a virus. The bomb, the Arab will not manage to get to the bus. But the Mishkan tzaddik gomor. So call David Rachman al Tav Ovid, and you miss the bus. And now, Baruch Hashem, you're right. Nochum. Ish Gamzu. We're called Nochum Ish Gamzu. Why is called Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu could be Gamzu Lero. That's it. He said, everything we did, the Gamzu Le Toyo. They called the city Gamzu, but it's Hashem Nochum, it's not the opposite, yeah? And he lived in Gamzu. So why do they call him Gamzu? Gamzu is Gomish. Gamzu could be Gamzu Lero. Gamzu Le Toyo. So I heard was pshat that the Gamzu is be'etzer the soid of Nochum, how you got to the Yesoid, how you got to the Madrege to say Kol the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. One time Nochum did something happened to Nochum Ish Gamzu, and he realized, he thought that it's very bad, and then he realized that it came out for good. He thought it's very bad for him what happened. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mesaver for good. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mesaver for good. The next time, they say, I don't know the example, you know, that when they had the bombs and the buses and all that, so every time after the bomb was people that, you know, they were trying to go on the bus, they were fighting to go on the bus. The bus driver never opened for them. There's a bus that was number two that blew up near Yeshiva years ago. It was two friends. One was inside the bus and one was outside. And the one managed to get in the bus, close the door. And the other one was banging on the door to open. The bus was not opening. And everyone was yelling at the driver. Sachzong, the other one. They said, we'll go down. They have to go somewhere. If the action is not opening the door. And they said, well, right, you know, we'll complain. And the whole way was arguing. And then where the other friend was standing, blew up and they died. The other friend knows, the Baruch Hashem took care of them. So, the marshal, when this person now goes against the bus, and the bus driver doesn't open, this person doesn't get upset anymore. I'm asking. Now that he's waiting, the bus will blow up again. But he's not upset. He knows last time, Hashem saved him. He's stumbled this time, Hashem is saving me also. This was the crash of Nochum Mishgamzu. Nochum Mishgamzu saw every single toito. Well, maybe a little bit to help to the machshavas. A lot of times in Gilead asked me a shayla. But the day that he learns Shtar, on the first in Yeshiva, he tries to get the bus, he misses the bus. The day that he doesn't learn so Shtar, he catches the bus. But Balabatish could be the child. The day that he doesn't learn, he's anyway, you know, he's in the street anyway, so he can get it, yeah? The day that he's learning, he just leaves. 1:15. 7 o'clock, so this is the Chabshat. Yeah? What is the MS of Chabshat? He doesn't understand. The day that he learns, he misses the bus. How? We're learning now, comes to the Torah. I'm going to get out. The Vaidim are not telling the Inyonim. The Vaidim is saying, during the winter, I wonder we'll come with Kinyonim and avoid us Hashem. What do you answer? Who wants to know? Mamishes. He has to take a taxi, it costs 45 shekel. It's Kiman, everything when he gets from Yeshiva, yeah? What is that? So I said, no, I'll give you one example. I said, what I think. In the bus, you sit near someone, one of your friends. And you schmooze the whole way until you get to bite the guy. First you speak about your friends, then you speak about your Rabbi. Yeah, the Gdailim, you know, two bites we got in half an hour, yeah, you cover the whole matzah. Matzah was person speaks Loshanoi, all of its mitzvahs go away. You get the end of Zaveiris. The day that you learn good, Hashem loves you. You can't make it out at all. You miss the bus, you go with a taxi, there's nothing more to do, you come home, you're full of mitzvahs. The day that you battle Tzach, he lets you to go on the bus, 50 Aveiris. Everything we measure, what I'm saying, Gamzu Toiv, the bus blows up, but doesn't blow up. If it doesn't blow up, it's attacking very strict crime is the bus. Who knows what you would see on the bus? Baruch Hashmir is a nine. Again, you're not in the Madrege that you have a schus not to be Mikshel, but you made enough mitzvahs that you will miss the bus and you will have a Gmas Nefesh. But the Shmir is a nine will stay Shmir is a nine. The Gamsu Letoivo could go to all different ways. All different negativities. Person every time thinks, I'm asking to think Gamsu Letoivo, but it's not in my house. They say the famous story, they say that it was people that they found Mamish years, 10 years ago, it was a boat that was taking people that were running away from Germany to Australia. And on the way, the captain decided there's too much zach, and he threw away all the suitcases. The guy, Mamish, had some ksavim and that. Well, they threw everything. People were so upset. They had to explain that they were there, it's after war. 50 years later, when they opened the, you know, the archive of all the papers that they found, so it said that, you know, on the other side of Germany, the Russian side, so it said that it was sent planes to bomb these boats that were taking people and running away from Germany. You know, there's Jewish people on the plane and on the boats. And they decided to bomb it. And one of the boats says that they saw that someone was throwing suitcases. So they thought it was bombed or something. So they said, these, you know, these boats would go under the water to pick one up. And they picked one up. And it was very wet. They couldn't, but they saw writing in Germany. So it was a Suffolk, maybe it's Germany's soldiers that are going for something. So Miss Suffolk was right away a message not to bomb that boat. So 50 years later, people knew that the way Hashem saved them was the Agmas again. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't decide to save you not? The whole world is killed now. He didn't kill the whole time. However, this Agmas Nefesh was the Echatimtze to save you. It could take 50 years that you understand why not. Bachur wants a shidduch to happen. Someone spoils it for him. His mamash upset. It doesn't happen. This shidduch is the worst thing for him. Other ziza machshay for him. Other, if he will go into that house, you know, the mishpacha there is nishkin edla mention, he will go down in ruchnias. Or, they have a lot of money, but by him, if he's with money together, he stops to learn. Comes the Lamaba of Gomish. Hashem knows it's not good for him. Why I'm saying that? If a person only thinks in one way, black and white, physically suffering, it's bad. Saved is good. So it's hard for him to train himself to think, Kol da Avid Rachman Letav Avid. So the way Nochum Mishgamzu worked, he took a time in his life. And everyone has that. That he thinks that things are bad. And it works out for good. And it works out for good. Everyone has a little thing. Rabbi Akiva was mechanech. Rabbi Akiva was mechanechos. Keseida. Rabbi Akiva was mechanechos keseida. Consistent. Rabbi Akiva was mechanech, kol de ovid rachmone letav ovid. Kol de ovid rachmone letav ovid. Gamzu letoivo. The chochme v'bocher is to train himself to know that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does is gamzu letoivo. Everything. There's not one thing that happens that is bad for the person. And if it's to have yisurim for tshuva, it's also good. But a person lives in such a matzav, nothing bothers him. And Salvador says, we'll take the case of Rabbi Akiva Lamashe. They told him, you can't sleep in the city. So he went out. He sat and learned for an hour, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me, I don't know yet why. The lion came, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me, I don't know why. The shulchan came, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me, I don't know why. Then, the candle went off. Could learn already. Hashem loves me. And a second later, he saw that Hashem loves him. This I heard from David Pavalsky and Michal Yudel Efkovich. I know it's a chidush, but by him it was pashut. That there's a lot of yisurim that a person has that are not really yisurim. If you don't feel like that, so Rabbi Akiva at 12 o'clock by night doesn't have where to sleep, angry, upset, can't learn. The lion came, terrible, what is going on here? The cat, yeah, well, ice mensch. Oismensch. They will think it's not such an Oismensch, it's not a Kishbok and Mechaber of Ma'ala Averis. Tell him Gornish. Nothing happened. A person suffers for no reason. For no reason. Because he's not living with that mahalach. When a person lives with that mahalach, called the oven again, he's allowed to do ishtatlis. He's allowed to knock on another door, and another door. But every note that he gets, is the famous ma'aseh, more than I forgot, that was a yid, that Chosh Mechosid, I forgot his name, that he had a daughter, and she was 18 years old, and she became a kala. And the night of the chasen, Chosin died. And the next brother was 1 year old. So she had to wait, Aguna, for Chalitza, for 12 years. So he came to the Rebbe crying, Chosin, Tzadi. He came to his Rebbe, Vos kut mir azar oynish? Vos kut mir azar oynish? He said, I'll tell you, kum nish ken ken oynish. If you would be a big about the tochen, it will not happen to you. He said, the Rebbe Nishalem, your daughter was nigzal that she has to get married when she's 30 years old. Shlomo Sitan. This is her zivug, I know who's her zivug. No vos. If you would wait until 30 years old, every day you would yell at her. You'll tell her, it's because you're not doing this, because you're not doing this, because you know you'll change your house from black to white to green, you'll start to walk with a hat without a hat, you know, you'll tell her to do like this and like this. Well, come on, you know, no one ever would say no. So Hashem decided to have Rachmanis on you. Now she's that guru, it's not her fault. Nothing is gone. You should go and say it to him for another 12 years. 30 years old, exactly, his shidduch is waiting for. This is Be'etzim, our Ashkof. Again, the Ashkof is not allowed to tell to the other person if he's stuck with a shidduch, yeah? It's to tell us when a guy tells us no to go into a dira, yeah? And when the baldira wants to throw you out. But all the little things happen. Chochm is allowed, no, not by Yenim, I can see, called the other, called the Tavog. I had a friend that lost his father and his brother and another, but he was the Levi, he told me, Bayenem Miruv Das Yisurim. Sorry, Bayenem Miruv Das Nisyonis. When it happens to you, we call it Yisurim. But for me it's Yisurim. You're telling me I have Nisyonis. It's like, the Chochmah is to look on yourself. But it's Avodah. Chazal are not telling you stam the story on Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Kol Da'ovid Rachmona Letav Avodah. They're not stam telling us. Kol Da'ovid Rachmona Letav Avodah. This was an avoider. Nochu mishgamzu, then stop. Chazal say that nochu mishgamzu was melumad benisim. Then Chazal say the story that, you know, he went to the queso and they changed the sand and he had to bring diamonds to the king to change the gzeira. And then there, where he slept by night, they changed the sand. Came to the king, and they opened the box, and they saw that it said, everyone knows the story. So, if they know what to do, so they all know what he said. Maybe it's in the same sand, and Avraham Avinu threw on the goyim, and they threw it, and the king had a war with someone, and they took that sand, and they threw it, and they killed. Everyone knows the story, right? What is the story, Shachas to Nochash and Gams? It's the same story. That's what I heard once. If he would bring diamonds to the king would tell him, Chab Gitlum diamond. Well, a while later, the king took the box full of the diamonds and said, the king doesn't need a box of diamonds. I said, chachomim. But there was no chance, really, that the diamonds will do it. Chazal said, who will go? Will send Nochum, is Belumet Benissim. Now, I know, with regular ishtadlis, the box of the diamonds will not save. Because the Gemara said they didn't know who to send. What does the Bible say? Send someone the money. You know, money doesn't. The king didn't need that money. So what these people changed the sand was Be'etzim the Atzola of Nochum. And he will believe that everything is from Hashem. So Leo Anovi will say that this is the sand from Avraham Avinu. Someone gave the king a kind of, you know, bombs, a chveis, nishtat kutuin. Oh, for that, the king was asking to change the Gzeira. That story is the same story of Nochum Ishgamzi. So he went into the Ishtadlis, and things fell apart. And things didn't work out. And because of that, the Hatzolah came. I want to tell you, I want to go to schools, but if you live like this, now that you see it once a month, now that you see it once a week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets me to see it every day. Every day he lets me to see it. But it's a avodah of the person to train himself. Kol Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. And again, the Ozim Madrege is Gamzu Letoivo. Gamzu Letoivo is a lower Madrege. It's easier. You take one time that something bad happened to you and you saw at the end that it's good. Gamzulatoy. If a person gets used to living, called the Ovid Rachmona Letav, it's good. It's good, it's good for him. In the end, he sees the Yeshua. The Iker Rebach is, Chaim Salvov says, his life is not bad. His life is so good. His life is so good. Everything is so good for him. Everything is so good for him. He just has to get used to it. Kol the Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Gam Zu Letoim. I tell you, if you get used to it, Hashem shows you it. You don't have to wait 50 years to see it. Shachu Tzeh Alamon. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ma Hashem Shoyim Imcho, Kim Leiro Es Hashem. So the more Yire Milte Zutri, Ein Le Moshe Rabbeinu Milte Zutri. What's the Pshat? Yire Shomayim and Emuna, it's really behind the door. Just Hashem makes it that if you don't work and if you don't see it, because if not, it will not be a Chochma. Everyone will believe. You see it right, you see Emuna Bechush. You see Emuna Bechush. But in the minute that you work on it, you miyad get the siyata d'shmaya. You miyad get the feeling. Be'ez Hashem, Mischazek, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see the emunah b'siyata.